Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.
Thank you for joining in this week's Korea Herald podcast. Joining me today is Ali from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm struggling with a sore throat right now. What about you?
Yeah, it's that time of the year, but I'm doing okay. Just it doesn't feel like, you know, it feels like it should be a Friday. It's not a Friday.
One more day till Friday.
Yeah.
네, 오늘도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다. 오늘은 알리와 함께 하고 있고요. 오늘 제가 준비한 기사는 요즘 쿨해진 옛 연인, 옛 배우자를 소환하는 예능을 다루는 기사고요. 그럼 기사 들어가기 전에 알리와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
Korean TV programs show former couples together amid cultural shift. South Korean entertainment shows which invite past lovers on the program are gaining popularity. Following a shift in Korean culture towards more openly discussing past relationships, there is an increase in audience demand for shows to more directly fulfill innate desires, according to experts. TVING's hit dating reality series, Transit Love, brings together men and women who once dated but broke up and invites them to live together for a certain period. The show centers around participants grappling with decisions about who to end up with between their past lovers and potential new romantic interests. I ended up watching the entire Transit Love series because the show realizes an important concept, which is bringing together broken couples and publicly broadcasting the process of them reuniting with their past loves or seeing their past lovers seek new love, said Kim Hye-won, a college student in her fourth year living in Seoul. I found such a dating reality show format really unique. It was portraying a concept that was largely shunned in the Korean dating reality show industry. Korean dating reality shows usually highlight the heart-fluttering process of people meeting new people, she said.
첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. South Korean entertainment shows which invite past lovers on the program are gaining popularity. 옛 연인을 소화하는 한국 예능 프로그램들이 인기를 끌고 있다. Following a shift in Korean culture towards more openly discussing past relationships, 옛 연인들에 대한 언급하는 것을 금기시하지 않게 된 문화적 변화에 따라, there is an increase in audience demand for shows to more directly fulfill innate desires. 이러한 장면에 대한 시청자층 수요가 높아지고 있다. According to experts, 전문가들에 의하면 여기서 나오는 invite는 뭐뭐를 초대하다 혹은 초청하다라는 의미로 이해하실 수 있겠고요. Shift는 뭐뭐의 변화 혹은 이동, demand는 요구, 그리고 innate는 타고난 혹은 선천적인이라고도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
So in this case, the word invite is bring over something or someone, and obviously it's referring to people, like a group of people.
Yeah, so it's kind of asking these people to join the show, right? Or I guess you could say, yeah, calling them or summoning them. But yeah, bringing them to do the show makes more sense.
And a shift is like a change in a position or a stance?
Yeah, so you could also say it's a transformation maybe or a movement or yeah, a repositioning of a stance.
Or switching to like a different side?
Yeah, that's right.
And it can both be used as a positive and a negative term.
Yeah, I think it can be used in any context. It's just a slightly more sophisticated way, right, of saying change.
And demand is to request something?
Yeah, so in this case, it kind of talks more about like maybe a desire or a wish or a want, right? So audience demands are kind of like what the audience is asking for and requesting, but also kind of what they want to see.
And innate is, of course, referring to that demand here. It's like something natural, inborn, so like what we want in the inside.
Yeah, it's kind of something we can't help. It's mm-hmm. inherent. It's natural to us. It's intrinsic. And yeah, it's something we all kind of desire.
그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. TVING's hit dating reality series Transit Love brings together men and women who once dated but broke up and invites them to live together for a certain period. TVING의 인기 연애 리얼리티 시리즈 환승연애는 이별한 커플들이 한 집에 모여 일정 기간 같이 지내는 이야기를 그린다.
The show centers around participants grappling with decisions about who to end up with between their past lovers and potential new romantic interests.
환승연애는 과거의 연인으로 돌아갈지 아니면 새로운 인연을 만나게 될지 고군분투하는 모습들을 담은 연애 프로그램이다. 여기서 bring together은 뭐뭐를 모으다, center around는 뭐뭐에 집중하다, grapple with는 뭐뭐를 해결하려고 노력하다, 그리고 end up with something은 결국 뭐뭐하게 되다로 이해하실 수 있을 것 같습니다.
So the word bring together is kind of similar to the word invite in the previous paragraph.
Yeah, it's kind of talking about gathering these people in one place to take part in this program.
And center around is revolve on or revolve around something?
Yeah, so if something centers around, there's a center and there's, you know, things going on around it. Here, we could say it focuses on or it tells the story of or it's simply it's about something.
So basically like the main part, the main
yeah,
story.
Yeah, the main focus, yeah.
And grapple is to cope, deal with, struggle.
Yeah, to struggle with. So in this case, they're kind of struggling between do I go back to my past lover or do I choose someone new?
So in this case, it's like emotional struggle, I guess.
Yeah, if someone's grappling with something, it means they're emotionally quite confused and stressed about making a choice, right?
And end up with something is like, you know, eventually be with
your ex
right. or your new partner.
Yeah, in the end, who are you going to be with, right? That's right. What it means.
So speaking of which, have you watched the program before?
I actually watched it a few years ago. I think the first season. And maybe they've, you know, changed it since then. I don't know if they've changed the format, but
it's still the same.
Oh, it's still the same. I kind of got a little like, I don't want to say it, like, I just found a little bit, I found myself getting a bit bored in the middle. It was just taking too long for them to make their decisions.
Yeah.
And in the West, reality TV shows are quite like fast moving.
The one on Netflix?
What's it called?
I forgot the title. Too Hot to Handle?
Kind of like that. Right? So if you're used to that kind of thing, Korean reality shows
it's
are quite
mild.
Like mild, wholesome. So that's, it's like good in that sense. But my British mind was a little,
Okay.
그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. I ended up watching the entire Transit Love series because the show realizes an impossible concept. 예전에 불가능했던 컨셉을 구현한 예능이라서 결국 환승연애 시리즈를 다 보게 됐다.
Which is bringing together broken couples and publicly broadcasting the process of them reuniting with their past loves.
그것은 바로 헤어진 연인들을 모아 옛 연인과 재회하는 과정을 공개하는 방송이다.
Or seeing their past lovers seek new love.
혹은 옛 연인이 새로운 짝을 찾는 과정을 보는 것이다. 여기서 나오는 entire은 전체의, realize는 뭐뭐를 실현하다. Reunite은 재회하다 혹은 재결합하다이고요. Seek는 뭐뭐를 찾다라는 의미로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
So in this case, the entire series, like the whole series, referring to the world, something as like everything, the whole everything?
Yeah, the full thing, the total, complete, yeah, just everything, every single episode.
And realize is to like comprehend, take in.
Yeah, so realize can be used in two, like in different ways. So realize can mean, to understand, to comprehend. Here, I think it's kind of, it's a bit more of a rare use of the word. Mm-hmm. It's like, it kind of brings to life. So if something gets real, like your dream is realized, right? Your
like
dream
comes true.
Yeah, it comes true, right? So it brings to life, it makes this scenario come true. Yeah.
And reunite is like reconcile or like rekindle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a relationship or like a emotion.
Yeah, to kind of meet somebody again, to reconvene. Yeah,
I think the word rekindle is kind of used in like Hollywood press.
Yeah, it's more like a romanticized word in movies and books. Yeah.
And seek is to chase after, to try to find.
Yeah, to find, to search for, but it's like to find with a goal or purpose in mind.
So in this case, is finding a new partner.
Yeah, that's correct.
그리고 네 번째 문단을 보시면요, I found such a dating reality show format really unique. 환승연애 같은 연애 리얼리티 프로그램 형식이 굉장히 독특하다고 느꼈다. It was portraying a concept that was largely shunned in the Korean dating reality show industry. 업계에서 금기시했던 컨셉을 방송하는 것이기 때문이다. Korean dating reality shows usually highlight the heart-fluttering process of people meeting new people. 한국 연애 프로그램은 보통 사람들이 새로운 사람을 만나 설레어하는 과정을 많이 부각시킨다. 여기서 unique은 독특한 혹은 특별한이라는 의미이고요. shun은 뭐를 피하다. highlight는 강조하다. heart fluttering은 설렘이라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다. So in this case, the word unique is like something very uncommon, more than special.
Yeah, uncommon. Like no one else has done it before. It's very individual, distinctive.
Maybe like a taboo.
Yeah, it's kind of suggesting it was not acceptable before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And shun is like to keep away from something.
Yeah, it's kind of like to ignore, right? Mm-hmm. Or yeah, to avoid something. But it also has that kind of meaning of like a very negative, like mm-hmm. if you were shunned at school, it means you were probably ignored and probably teased, right, as well.
And highlight in this case is like to call attention to or like underline.
Yeah, to call attention to spotlight, to underscore. Yeah.
And heart flirting is fluttering mm-hmm. is like the word fluttering is like beating faster when your heart beats faster, right?
Yeah, it's kind of if you imagine a butterfly fluttering, right? Like that kind of thing. It's like exciting, thrilling. Yeah.
네, 그러면 팟캐스트 끝내기 전에 알리와 다시 한번 읽고 오겠습니다.
Korean TV programs show former couples together amid cultural shift. South Korean entertainment shows, which invite past lovers on the program, are gaining popularity. Following a shift in Korean culture towards more openly discussing past relationships, there is an increase in audience demand for shows to more directly fulfill innate desires, according to experts. TVING's hit dating reality series, Transit Love, brings together men and women who once dated but broke up and invites them to live together for a certain period. The show centers around participants grappling with decisions about who to end up with between their past lovers and potential new romantic interests. I ended up watching the entire Transit Love series because the show realizes an important concept, which is bringing together broken couples and publicly broadcasting the process of them reuniting with their past loves or seeing their past lovers seek new love, said Kim Hye-won, a college student in her fourth year living in Seoul. I found such a dating reality show format really unique. It was portraying a concept that was largely shunned in the Korean dating reality show industry. Korean dating reality shows usually highlight the heart-fluttering process of people meeting new people, she said.
Thank you for joining today's podcast.
Thank you so much for listening.
오늘도 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다.